Welcome to Sunshine Studios, home of the Barry Bowe Show, and also home of the Steve Piasecki podcast. Dead Stripper is the first book in the Steve Piasecki series, but a word of caution before you continue. Dead Stripper contains explicit content, such as strong language and the depiction of graphic sex and violence, including murder. Therefore, this podcast might not be suitable for all audiences. Forewarned is forearmed. And now, into Chapter 28 of Dead Stripper, when Detectives Bishop and Gerber put the judge on the hot seat. An hour later, Judge Leslie is sitting by himself on one side of a small table inside an interrogation room at CID headquarters. In the observation room next door, and on the other side of a one-way mirror, the chief is schooling Detectives Bishop and Gerber on the best way to handle the upcoming interrogation. Ruth, my friend, and I are standing against the back wall. We're trying to be as inconspicuous as possible as we observe everything going on around us. I hear a light tap on the door. The chief opens the door a crack. He's here. The chief slips out and closes the door. A few seconds pass. Through the one-way mirror, we see the door to the interrogation room open. Ruth, my friend, and I move closer to the window and see the chief enter the interrogation room on the other side of the glass. Another man is with him. He's in his mid-50s, wearing a suit and tie, and carrying a briefcase. The judge stands up and shakes the man's hand. "Thanks for coming, Stanley." "Not a problem, Winston." Then the man asks the chief, "What's this all about?" "You'll find out momentarily. Detectives Bishop and Gerber will be here shortly to fill you in on the details." "Don't we get a private room where we can have a brief meeting?" "Sorry, Counselor. You're going to have to do that on your own time." The chief backs out and closes the door. The judge and the man exchange questioning glances. The judge starts to say something, but the man puts an index finger up to his lips to shush him, and they sit down without speaking. 2 minutes later, Detectives Bishop and Gerber enter the interrogation room. The man and the judge are seated next to each other, and the man's briefcase is sitting on the table unopened. "I'm Detective Bishop." She presents her credentials. "And this is my partner, Detective Gerber." Detective Gerber flashes his badge. Both detectives remain standing. "And you are who, sir?"
"Stanley Walsh. I represent Judge Wesley."
"Thank you, sir. And to bring you up to speed, sir, Detective Gerber already read the Miranda rights to Judge Wesley, but Judge Wesley declined to speak to us until you arrived."
"I see. Could you possibly be insinuating that Judge Wesley is under arrest?"
"I'm not insinuating anything, sir. I'm telling you flat out, Judge Wesley is already under arrest."
"This is all preposterous," the judge says.
"Stay calm, Winston. Let me do the talking."
"Whatever you say."
"Please, Detective, be so kind as to inform me of the charges against my client.
For starters, we're looking at homicide one."
The judge wants to say something, but the lawyer stifles him again.
"Surely you jest, Detective."
"Not in the least."
Detective Bishop sits down across from the judge and his lawyer.
"In fact, now that you're here, we're ready to take Judge Wesley's statement."
"This is crazy," the judge says.
"Please, Winston, let me handle this."
He looks Detective Bishop in the eye.
"Judge Wesley will not be making a statement at this time."
"No problem." She nods to her partner.
Detective Gerber opens the door, steps outside, and the door closes. Seconds later, the door opens. Detective Gerber returns carrying a laptop. He places the laptop on the table. Detective Bishop opens the laptop, punches a few keys, and turns it around so everyone can see. She starts the digital video that I reproduced from Ruth's floppy. They're now looking at the landing outside the Dead Stripper's apartment. They see the fire door open, and here comes Judge Wesley. Detective Bishop pauses the video.
"I believe we all know who that is."
The lawyer remains silent, but I see the judge's jaw drop noticeably. Detective Bishop restarts the video, and now they're watching the judge walk up to the Dead Stripper's apartment. He taps on the door once. A moment later, the door opens, and they see a white female standing in the doorway.
She's wearing a bathrobe. Detective Bishop pauses the video. The female is Miss Rita Forso. Then she restarts the video. They watch the judge step inside the apartment and see the door close. Detective Bishop stops the video. Miss Forsythe was found dead the next day, Mr. Walsh. She was the victim of a manual strangulation. And later in this video, we have Judge Wesley leaving the victim's apartment. The timestamps on his entry and his departure overlap the time of the victim's death. Now, Detective Gerber says, about that statement. And that's the end of chapter 28. Dead Stripper is available at Amazon and most booksellers in Kindle and paperback. Join us next time for chapter 29 when we go to the Broadway Bar and Grill for a rousing celebration.